Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Oscar Sunday. Dean Richards on WGN. Thank you all very much for tuning in today. Thank you all very much for such nice comments on our text line today. I'm glad you're enjoying the program. Glad you're enjoying our A-list interviews with the nominees. Glad you're enjoyed. Had a couple of terrific theater guests on the show today. Extremely entertaining. Jose Ramos from Hamilton and the two stars of Sweeney Todd from the Paramount were in today. We'll put everything up on the podcast at WGNradio.com so you can check those out a little bit later on. But nice comments coming through today, and we are happy that you're enjoying the show. And which brings us to our annual Oscar Sunday food show tradition of doing our food from the movies segment that we have done really pretty much since we've started doing the show here on WGN, talking about your favorite food scenes from movies. And there are so many of them. I guess the one that comes to mind that is brought up most often through the years is the food fight scene from Animal House. People bring that up all the time. People bring up the movie Chocolat with the sensual making of chocolate delights in that motion picture. I was asking John Roser, who was just on with us from Roser's Bakery. He mentioned the movie Ratatouille, which is just nothing but food interacting with the motion pictures. 312-981-7200 is our telephone number, also our text number, but I'd love to hear from you on the phone lines. 312-981-7200. Here is someone saying the restaurant scene in When Harry Met Sally, which is, you know, a fantastic scene. That's the fake orgasm scene that they're talking about, I assume, where they're sitting in it's Katz's Bakery in New York, famous bakery there, old school bakery. And Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan are sitting together, and she's explaining how it wouldn't be that difficult to fool a man into thinking that an orgasm had taken place, and she proceeds to put on a fake orgasm loudly and very demonstratively for everybody in the restaurant, and finishes and then just looks at him with sort of an "I told you so" look on her face. And at the next table, an elderly lady at the next table, who happens to be Rob Reiner's mother, the director of the movie, Carl Reiner's wife, says, "I'll have what she's having." One of the funniest scenes in motion picture history that involves food. 312-981-7200 on our text line. What's, I don't want to read some of these texts. Yeah, I think I want to look over some of these texts before I read them on the air first. Here is Maria at 312-981-7200. You're on WGN.
Hi, Dean. Love your shows.
Thank you.
Always. Thank you. An older movie, I think it came out maybe in the late 70s, but it was called Babette's Feast.
Oh, yeah.
When she introduced it, group on the island slowly started cooking for them and introduced them to spices that they had never had.
Wow.
Especially garlic. It was so funny. And slowly how all the villagers started being friends and talking to each other, and more spices and wines, things like that. It was a wonderful movie.
Doesn't that, when I see movies like that, doesn't it sort of just reminds you of what the unifying factor of food can be, right?
Exactly. And I am going to share something with you. We just saw this weekend that movie Youth with Michael Caine.
Right.
Yes. What a wonderful movie. And I thought, why didn't we ever see it? We live up in Wisconsin. Maybe it played in the Milwaukee theaters. Never saw it at all in our area.
Yeah.
So many good movies out there that we know you miss.
I literally tell the movie studios, you know, because I talk to people with studios all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I tell them, it's like, why can't, when you open a movie, in the old days, I could understand it because you actually had to physically deliver a reel of film to a theater. That's mm-hmm. no longer the case for the most part. These days, theaters basically have a computer. They dial in and they are showing the movie to you via a download. So mm-hmm. so it's not a big deal for any theater to show you any movie anymore if the studios would allow it. Why they don't make films like that and other great films, which are, you know, smaller films, independent mm-hmm. films, etc., and just mm-hmm. make them more available. I just don't understand why they don't do that.
I agree. Enjoy your show.
I'm glad you remembered Babette's Feast, though. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a great day and happy Oscar Sunday. Hi, Joanne. You're on WGN.
Hey, Dean. How are you?
Very well. What's your favorite?
I love them all. I love food and I love the movies. But the one that popped into my head was Tom Hanks, Big, at the buffet.
Which one at the buffet? Because I have a couple of moments there.
The one where he was eating that little miniature corn.
Oh, yeah.
And he was trying to eat it like corn on a cob.
Yes.
And then he ate, what did he eat, caviar?
Caviar is what I was thinking. Tongue. Yeah, caviar is what I was thinking. He takes a big wad of caviar and puts it in his mouth and realizes how bad it tastes. And he's trying to scrape it off of his tongue.
Yep, it was a great movie.
Great movie, great food from the movies. Yeah, thanks, Joanne. Yeah. Have a great day today.
You're welcome. You too, Dean.
Appreciate your call. Hi, Paul. You're on WGN.
Hey, Dean. I was immediately thinking of Close Encounters of the Third Kind when Richard Dreyfuss was using the mashed potatoes.
Oh.
He was being led to create the what ended up being the Devil's Tower there out of mashed potatoes.
Oh, that's awesome. I don't think anyone has ever mentioned that as a food in the movies scene, but it's definitely a great one.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely gives you the sense of what's to come. And why is he being led to create this? And then, you know, we go on from there in the movie. It's great.
That's awesome. I appreciate your call. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. A couple of texts here. Great scenes in the movies include Splash when Daryl Hannah's character eats the lobster. Remember that? You just heard the crunching of the shell. Thank you for that text. I appreciate it. The scenes in Moonstruck in the Italian restaurant in Brooklyn between John Mahoney and Olympia Dukakis. Just fantastic. That scene, I know exactly. Olympia Dukakis asking John Mahoney, why do men cheat? You know, when she realizes that her husband had been unfaithful. Why do men cheat? And then, of course, the scene in her kitchen, in her home, as one by one, everyone is coming home, and Cher comes home with a big hickey on her neck. Do you love him, Loretta? Oh, that's too bad. She says yes. And she's making breakfast, Italian bread, hollowed out with a little fried egg in the middle of the Italian bread. I've tried that so many times at home after I've seen that movie. Here is another text. Someone saying that it was Tom Hanks in Harry Met Sally. No, it was not Tom Hanks in Harry Met Sally. It was definitely Billy Crystal. Here's somebody saying the spaghetti scene in Lady and the Tramp. Yeah, classic. Absolutely classic. Food from the movies. On our text line, somebody says, how about the movie Sausage Party? While the film was raunchy and dirty, it is entirely about food. That's 100% true, and a brand new choice. We've never had Sausage Party ever mentioned before, but that is a new entry on the list. Forrest Gump, reciting of shrimp types, the movie My Blue Heaven. is listed here. Love the dinner scene in The Birdcage with Gene Hackman, Robin Williams, and Nathan Lane. Absolutely classic. Couldn't agree more. Here's Jim on the phone line, 312-981-7200. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Dean. How are you?
Good.
Happy Oscar Day.
Thank you. Same to you.
My contribution today is with Jack Nicholson trying to order a tuna sandwich in a diner. I don't remember the title of the movie, but it was one of the best scenes I've ever watched.
I think that was Five Easy Pieces, if I'm remembering correctly.
I'll trust your memory on that, but yeah, talk about frustration. It was just beautifully done. And
classic.
It was great.
Classic. And such. It's about ordering a sandwich,
yeah.
yet one of the most, one of the classic scenes of all time.
Yeah, and I think everyone's had a customer service issue one way or another, probably just as frustrating over the years, So I think it's pretty relatable for most people in one way or another, but it was excellent.
It's a good one. That's a good one.
Have a great day.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate your call. Hi, Brian. You're on WGN.
Hi, Dean. 9.5 Weeks, I believe that was the name of the movie.
Yes.
Mickey Rourke, yeah. And Kim Basinger.
Yes.
And he picked the morsels out of the fridge and just ate them one by one off her tummy.
Off of Kim Basinger's.
Basinger. And then yes. I had one more. Charlie Chaplin. I don't know the name of the movie where he ate the sole of a shoe and the laces.
Oh, yeah.
With spaghetti.
Right. Off of Kim Basinger's tummy. I remember.
Yeah.
Brian, thanks for the call. Those are two great choices. I appreciate it. Hi, Dan. You're next on WGN.
Yeah, hello. I've actually got two.
Oh, great.
One of them was from a movie called Shop Around the Corner. I think it was from the 40s. And the shop owner on Christmas Eve could not find anyone to go out to dinner with him. And he describes his Hungarian Christmas Eve dinner to his new hire, and they wind up going out to dinner together.
I don't think I'm familiar with that movie, but Lilies of the Field, is that what you're saying?
Well, no, the second one is Lilies of the Field.
Oh, Lilies of the Field is Shop Around the Corner is the first one.
Shop Around the Corner was the first one,
okay.
Where they describe a Christmas Eve dinner.
Right.
He was asking all the different people in the shop if they could have dinner with him, and nobody could go, but then the last kid, his new hire, walks out and he says, "Do you like roast goose and, all that sort of stuff?" It's really cool.
Love
and
that.
And Lilies of the Field, when Sidney Poitier, he's hired to build a chapel for some German nuns, and he takes them to church, but instead of going into church, he wanders off to the cafe and orders breakfast. And the scene, the way that he orders breakfast, the fresh squeezed orange juice and stacks of hot pancakes, it was just really classic.
That's some good stuff there. Some good, simple scenes. All about food. Dan, I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Hi, Sandy. You're on WGN. Sandy, are you there? All right. Sandy, apparently not there. We'll move Darden to Marcia on WGN. Hello.
Hi, Dean. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. I'm a big Peter Pan fan. So, of course, I will remember in the movie Hook, with Robin Williams and Dustin Hoffman, there's a wonderful food fight where they're trying to get the kids to believe in fairies. And then they're all sitting at a long table. And until they believe, it just looks like there's nothing on the table. All of a sudden, the one believes, and you can see all of this mountains and mountains of colorful food, pinks and purples and yellows and greens and blues. It's really a fun, fun flick.
Yeah, colorful, imaginative, right?
Right.
In a movie that, probably could have used a little more color and imagination
as
well. But anyway, it was a good scene. Marcia, thanks for the call. Hi, Kathy. You're on WGN.
Hi. I was thinking of Under the Tuscan Sun.
Oh, right.
Afterwards, I just had to go out and get some olives and olive oil, and just the way they described everything. And
right.
Then she had to cook out. She had all this fresh stuff. I went out and bought the book because the book had recipes in it after that, but it was mouthwatering.
Did you see the movie Eat, Pray, Love?
Yes.
Similar things,
yes.
Especially in the portion about Italy.
Yes.
Where,
oh my goodness,
the food scene in that movie is absolutely amazing.
Oh, Oh, yeah. It was really good. And by the way, I had a really good dinner at Greek Islands last night.
Oh,
too,
good.
So.
Yeah.
My
I'm glad.
My mouth is watering thinking of that.
I'm glad. It's all, I've never had a bad meal there. I have to,
nor
I have,
have
to
I.
It's
nor
a good one.
I.
Kathy, have a great day, and thank you for your call. A lot of you texting in the movie The Big Night. Absolutely. It's my favorite. If you're a foodie, you're going to love the movie. It's my favorite food movie of all time. Stanley Tucci and Tony Shalhoub. Star in it. I'll just say that because we're out of time.